Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
I got two alerts.
Two.
I got one that said they were way up at halftime. And then I got the other one that said they won.
Isn't that awesome?
By a point in overtime. I'm like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, same.
It was awesome. I was driving back from Illinois, so I didn't get to see any of it. I was really bummed. Did they look kind of good at least part of the game?
I thought the defense looked amazing. It was really great. And then I was just telling Tim, because he said he didn't get to see very much of it either, but the Bengals went for it on fourth down a couple of times, and that was exciting to see.
The only highlight I saw, because we were in Florida for a hot minute this weekend, is someone had thrown a pass from the Vikings into score, right? Mm-hmm. Into the end zone. And one of our guys basically, like, caught the guy, the whole man.
Caught the guy.
And, like just kind of moved him out of the way. And I was like, that's a pretty good move.
Yeah. But collectively, I felt very excited about it. You know, I was telling Jeff, I heard Joe Burrow at a press conference after the game was like, you know what? Last year, we wouldn't have won that game. But this year, we did. So it's like they do, you know.
Baby steps.
Yeah, it
is. Progress. Step forward.
We're in Chicago this weekend against Andy Dalton, who has a lovely mustache and beard.
Does he?
He does.
You don't even recognize him with his helmet on.
You absolutely do not.
That's funny.
He has a very thick orange mustache.
That's funny.
Nice.
And props to the Bearcats. They won, and now they are ranked higher than Notre Dame and higher than Ohio State.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is the first time that's ever happened.
And, Jeff, FC Cincinnati won their first home game yesterday.
Wow.
I mean, it was a very lovely weekend
for local sports. And we're not going to talk about the Reds.
Minus the Reds.
Yeah. Yes. Well, here you go.
Lovely.
Yep. Okay, well, good. And then Monday Night Football returns tonight. The first game of the season is live from Sin City as the Las Vegas Raiders host the Baltimore Ravens. Go into the chapel.
Right. She got engaged to her boyfriend, Sam Asghari. Showed off the ring on Instagram yesterday, along with the caption, "I can't effing believe it." It's a pretty low-key relationship. It's also a pretty long one. They've been together for 5 years. They met in 2016 when he did her slumber party video. She's 39. He's 27. I didn't realize there was that significant of an age difference there. Check that
Quite
out.
Quite an age difference.
Yeah, check that out. She got a hold of him when he was 22.
Yes.
Because this is a move she could not have made under that conservatorship, right?
I'm guessing probably not.
Well, because remember when she read her prepared piece at the court or whatever, that was part of it. It was like, she's like, I want to get married. I want to have another baby. And I can't do any of that.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Let's see how it turns out. Does he seem to be a pretty centered, grounded, good guy? Will he be a good influence on her life? You know, I kind of wondered about K-Fed there for a bit when they had their reality show. I'm not sure that he was, you know, exactly being super supportive in her quest for centeredness.
I don't know.
And calm.
I don't know. I think he seems to be nice to her. I mean, they've been together for 3 years and he stuck through all this other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot to
go
through.
I hope so. I hope it's a healthy relationship.
I did read, though, Jen, that the ring, you were asking about the ring on our Facebook Live video, and it was designed by a New York City jeweler. So it didn't come from, like, Tiffany's or Cartier or any of that stuff.
Huh.
Well, we should probably take a break here. We got some other stuff to get you caught up on as well. We got Shaquille O'Neal, Elton John, and Metallica making headlines. But
thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.